It's episode 7. We're talking dirty. We're sucking fingers. So let's go to the hot dog factory. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Turn it up.
You talk dirty to me.
Yes, we are talking dirty in the clubhouse. We're talking about housewives. We're talking about peaches. But we are talking dirty because we know how.
I haven't been talked dirty to in quite some time.
Well, we still have 35 minutes to do it. So, honey, just maybe wait. Maybe someone will come through. Welcome to After Buzz's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. We're missing Drew, but I still have my other girls, my other boos with me.
Yes, I'm here, Miss Conversation Peace in the building.
What's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards.
Hey.
Hey.
Drew, we miss you. It's the sisterhood of the traveling peaches. I wasn't here last week, so we have a lot to talk about. I mean, Portia revealed she was pregnant. You know, we had some old high school people pop up. Why do high school people always pop up? And when they pop up, they're mad.
Because you don't remember them.
Exactly. Okay. Like,
well,
honey,
actually,
it was a long
was
time
from
ago.
College. It was Clark University and, you know, whatever. I've been in her shoes. So I get you, Ivanya. I get you, girl.
Girl.
I don't know her.
Right. We've moved on.
I don't know her.
And they know you, girl. They know they know you. Stop lying.
So, like I said, I wasn't here, but, you know, I caught up, and it was just a lot of juice. So I just want to throw in a little comment from last week. So let's get it started with this week. We open up with the labor of love, because Portia's showing how much she loves her man by putting in that hard labor, stuffing those hot dogs, getting those toppings going. Portia's working at the hot dog factory. We see that Portia's prego, but she doesn't want to tell anybody. She promised she was going to work with the family. So here she is. She's clocked in. And Mama wants to know the status of the prenup specifically.
Well, I think Portia's putting in work. So she's showing that she can bring something to the table and not just take away money and Rolexes and all the jewelry he's given her. So I think she came in thinking she was going to be able to, you know, come in and run out of there within 30 minutes, but she ended up doing a full shift.
Full shift.
Yeah, I don't really think she did that much work, but it looked like a
she looked like she was working hard. She was putting bacon on the dog. She was wrapping it up.
It did not look that hard to me, but it did look really good, and I don't even like hot dogs, but she got me thinking.
Well,
so,
she said Dennis, you know, runs a tight ship, and it looked like he wasn't playing with her. He didn't even give her but one break the whole 8 hours.
You know what? That's how it works in the real world. You work a full shift, you get one break. And it's not a TV break.
I'm not used to that either.
Actually, you can get 2 10-minute breaks.
What about lunch?
I don't know where you work. We do not get any. Like, we're supposed to get one break, but we never take our break.
Well, you know, you need to report that employer.
Yeah, we do. Exactly. Well, let's talk about the situation here. This prenup is, like, obviously very prominent in her mind because in the eyes of the mama, like, Dennis is real estate. He's someone that is a full asset, so she wants to protect that. I think it's kind of similar what's going on with Shamari because we're not looking at her as an asset. Kind of like Ronnie's mom wasn't looking at Shamari like she's an asset as well, because those are actually the facts. Like, Shamari was an asset at the time, full pop singer in feature films.
Wait.
So Portia, I mean, she is on a full-time reality show making 6 figures. She has a hairline. There is a level of success there. Aren't they both equal assets? So the prenup should be kind of like, don't you both want to protect yourselves?
Well, I think if Portia thought of it that way, she wouldn't sip tea every time the conversation was brought up. However, I don't think Portia and Dennis are on equal levels. However, Portia's bringing in income, and she may be making 6 figures. However, do we know if she's going to be in a scandal next season and get axed off the show, just like a Phaedra or a Kenya? So it's not stable. Entertainment industry is not stable.
That's true.
And yeah. However,
that's how we know about them real world jobs,
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So, I mean, Phaedra has a job to fall back on, being a lawyer. What does Portia have? I only knew of her being a housewife to Cordell before.
It was interesting to bring up Phaedra.
I mean, she does Dish Nation too, so she has that. I don't know what her salary is for that, but I don't think Portia is bringing in as much as Dennis. However, I feel like she
can be a helpmate. Yeah, they're both assets.
Yeah, I don't think we have enough on Dennis's businesses, because I know Dennis owned he owned some clubs, he owned the hot dog thing, and then he actually had a hairline before this. And
yeah, that's why she always has new hair now.
He doesn't have any hair, though.
No, he had a fake weave hairline that he was selling.
Got it.
Hair is a big industry.
Yeah, so not necessarily for men, but he could use one. But yeah, so I don't think we know enough about his assets. So the way the mom is coming off, it reminds me.
He might be kind of like a Peter.
Like, I don't think so.
A bunch of businesses and nothing
we
really.
We don't know. That's the whole thing. I don't think we know. I feel like if he was like Peter, I think they would have found out by now. That's
right. He
has
enough money to pass out Rolexes to every girl he meets. So he has a little coin somewhere.
Well, I mean, he has a credit card. I won't say. I think we just don't know. We don't know. But we don't know. So the mom is acting. She reminds me of Ray J's mom from Love and Hip Hop, because she did the same thing and it didn't work. So she probably should pull back and talk to her son a little bit more and have Dennis ask for the prenup, because her going to Portia is probably not going to work anymore.
Well, I just feel like in reality, they both should have one to just protect themselves. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And we all see how these reality TV marriages, the statistics don't lie.
Portia's going to put it on him and he's not going to sign a prenup. But
they're all moving pretty fast. I don't know. I think she really should get a prenup. Like, look around. Like, even Candy got one. It was a huge storyline, but at least, you know, she got it signed. Yeah. So this is what's happening. There's obviously like a couple's trip coming up. It's kind of like that movie, Why Did I Get Married? Part 2, like where they're all going on a trip, except they're dropping like flies. Like, Mike Hill can't come. Dennis can't come. Everybody's calling out, girl, the bunk beds are for the singles.
That's what we thought. We thought Cynthia was going to be in that bunk bed, but no.
And Decatur girl, Shamari, is like, ugh, Portia was cold to me. She didn't say hi to me. And the outfit comment was Eva. So we'll see how this pans out. What do we think about this whole couples trip that Greg was trying to organize? I'm only asking this because we know what's happening in real time right now, that Nene and Greg aren't really doing that well. So looking at what's being said about him and looking at what's happening on the show right now, like, what do we think about this? Like, Nene's like, he's grouchy, he's mean all the time. And like, what we're seeing is Greg in a really nice powdered blue shirt talking about taking everybody on a trip and that this is what he loves to do. And that Bravo montage really supported that.
Everyone puts on a good face for the camera, so I don't think Greg is overall a pleasurable person. I feel like he's always hosting, he's always bringing everybody together and has some motivational conversation or something nice to say to everyone. So I don't feel like he's a bad person overall, but you never know with the medication and feeling a certain kind of way, not feeling well, that can make anybody grouchy. So I just think he's putting on his best face for the camera.
Yeah, and I think definitely when he was dropping her off to Candy's, he did come across a little bit needy. I do feel like Nene, you could already tell she was starting to get grouchy there. She's like, oh, you'll be right. You'll be all right. So she was already, to me, seemed like she was already on her little grouchiness. You know what I mean? Because it's very hard to be a caregiver for someone.
It is.
So I do feel like you can already tell she's starting to get tired. Because basically, he's like, who's going to take care of me? And she's like, oh, you'll be fine. You know, yeah. So I think she's already starting to get tired.
He really wanted to go on the trip. He's the one who came up with the idea. So I think he kind of felt left behind.
Just kind of piggybacking to what Erica just said, I feel like it is really hard to be a caregiver. But I feel like Nene would be happy to always play that. I feel like where it's gotten lost is where she feel like she's lost her husband now. He doesn't even sleep in the same bed. So I just feel like a person can only take so much.
Right.
So I feel like now that it's gotten to the point where he doesn't even want to be in the room with her, I feel like it's getting really, really hard. So it's just interesting to see this, because this was obviously like a year ago, and it just shows you how much can happen in a year. You know what I mean? Let's talk about this Portia shade. She didn't really say hi to Shamari. Ronnie caught that, obviously. What do we think about this whole being icy? Because Portia, if we kind of look back factually throughout the seasons, she is kind of weird to you at first. You know what I mean? She doesn't really cozy up to you. But, you know, we later reveal that she's willing to be like, ah, I wasn't really feeling you. So what do we think about this whole thing with Portia and Shamari? Do we think there's some underlining there? What do we think about this?
I feel like it was just a miscommunication. I feel like also that people look into things so much that they're overthinking. And I think I said this last week. If we're both on a level playing field, if I walk in and we both don't speak to each other, like, if you speak to me and I shade you and I'm like, girl, whatever, then you can say, oh, there must be a problem with Portia and me.
Yeah.
However, until you have the conversation like Shamari and Portia did, you can't see what the issue is and you can't resolve it. And I'm glad they actually resolved it, because it was nothing, actually. It ended up being nothing.
Well, yeah, I think that Shamari had made some other points about Portia earlier in the season.
Yeah.
We've just started. So I think she already was feeling some kind of way. And that's why she was so sensitive. But, I mean, in all honesty, Portia did do it on purpose. She did shade her because she clearly hugged everybody else and didn't hug her. And, you know, she would have been thirsty to jump up from the table and run across and be like, hey. So, you know.
I'm like everybody's kind of like on guard? Like everything could be a storyline. The fact that I didn't say hi to you. So it's like, I feel like maybe everybody is kind of guard. I know Portia's definitely on guard. She knows everybody's talking about her man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like even though we're all kind of being on guard, like the content that we're experiencing is just okay. Like, I know we're just getting started, but it is episode 7. Like, nothing exciting has, like, really, really happened. So, you know what? There's been a lot of talk about Phaedra lately. You know, maybe she does need to come back.
I think she does. And I feel like even
Kenya, too. A lot of people were talking about Kenya. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, we're, like, we missed the drama. So,
exactly. It's too calm now. They got rid of the calm. I mean,
5-hour bus ride. This is what this episode was about.
Yeah.
So, before we get up in there, there was, like, a cute moment. Like, Portia loves Ace, and I thought that was kind of cute. I love that he liked her and he was sitting at the table eating his little fruit with her. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, that was adorable.
And Nanny was like, he does not do this. Like, he does not sit at the table. He must like you. So I wonder what Candy thinks about this. So if anybody has a tweet about what Candy thinks about this Portia reaction to Ace, let me know. If you're watching in the live chat, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. If you're listening to us on iTunes, hello. Hi. Thank you so much for listening to us and downloading us and subscribing us. And make sure to subscribe to one or two or more of our channels, because we will shout you out. And make sure to keep subscribing, because we have so many shows that we offer: sci-fi's, dramas, all sorts of reality television shows. What other shows are you guys on this season?
I am on Chad Loves Michelle, which is about to wrap up, and Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. And we do have some people in the live chat right now. Let's see, Spencer Whitlow is in here. He says Shamari did shade Dennis also. Tia Wessels, she says, bring back Phaedra Parks and Kenya Moore. Hello. Yes. And then let's see who else we have in here.
Erica, what other shows are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I'm on Ray Donovan, which is on Sunday evenings at 7 before this one. And we just finished wrapping with Real Housewives of Dallas. So I don't know. Sorry that you guys missed it. It was fun.
Yes, make sure to subscribe and comment. Let us know. And thank you for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of Talk.
Thank you, guys. Subscribe.
The ESPN of TV Talk. That's what we are. Let's get into this 5-hour bus ride, because this is where the content is. The rain was getting scarier and scarier, and it was raining last week here, and it was really scary. So we had nothing else to do. So apparently, this is what you do on a bus. You play truth or dare. You suck each other's fingers. And Eva does not know how to talk dirty.
How did she get married?
This is why we play Talk Dirty by Jason Derulo, because, I mean, Eva, what was that about?
That was so boring. She was like, I think she was just embarrassed and not really trying.
Everybody was dry.
Yeah.
Sahara Desert dry.
I think her husband, because he's like a public figure in the political world, she didn't want to do too much.
Every time I see him, I don't see any type of public figure. Like, he's always dressed so casual and he's so, like, cool. To me, he's just like a cool, normal, casual kind of guy. Like, he doesn't even seem. What does he do?
Well, he ran for mayor and he lost, so I'm not sure what he's doing.
Exactly. So I don't.
Public... He's a city council member or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think anybody can be that if they just go to the city council and invest their time, right?
Nobody votes for city council.
Thank you.
I guess you can.
All right, well, everybody on your block to vote for you, and you're in. Now, first, I was going to say this, though. I thought it was weird. Like, how are you playing Truth or Dare on a bus? I was like, y'all can't even move around. Like, what is your dare?
You know, do you need to move around, though?
I think so. Like, that's all you can do is suck fingers and show titties because there's no space.
Yeah, they got to that point because they didn't even start off the trip right. Like, you're supposed to start it off with snacks. Like, you need to stop at the gas station. Everybody gets drinks, snacks.
Right, you need some drinks, too.
You start, when the car starts rolling, with your favorite songs from the 90s.
Right.
This is where Candy could have been like, y'all remember when I did this in the video? Like, we could have had a little playback. Shamari could have done a little 808. That would have been good.
Yeah.
But instead, they were all bored, and they were like, well, I guess we should play Truth or Dare. They didn't even turn on the radio. I think someone made a comment about, like, can y'all turn on the music?
Like, but do they ever, like, promote their songs? Like, even when Candy was heavy on tour with Xscape.
Yes.
I don't think they played the
song. That's the reason I know the entire words to Fly Above.
I mean, she wrote
the Fly Above.
She wrote
drama.
That song on the show, but I'm saying as far as the Xscape songs, did they ever promote that? I don't think.
Well, they got a whole spinoff off of it. I don't think they needed to promote it on Real Housewives of Atlanta. They have their own show on it.
But I'm just saying, as far as them playing it in the car for them to turn up, I don't think it was ever.
Well, I mean,
like that.
Basically, Truth or Dare was just like
a last resort.
A last spinoff of Pass the Peach, which we already saw a couple weeks ago. So it's like, y'all need to.
Oh my God, you're so right. You're
like,
so
what
right.
What are we doing? Stop it. They find the messiest games to play to start arguments with each other.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The same game is what I'm saying, and you all need better writers.
No, Pass the Peach is not Suck the Fingers, though.
No, but what she's trying to say is like, this is what we've been. This is the level where we've reached at. Like, we need to play games to, like, stir up drama because people aren't coming in and owning their stuff. Like, Eva is like the Steve Urkel of, like, the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Did I do that? Like, can you just own up to it? Like, girl, you need a makeover. You're wearing a red two-top and white jeans. Like, what is she, you know what
okay,
I mean?
Excuse me. And before we get into talking about her makeover, why did she have the worst stylist ever? I was like, all those clothes look ugly from what I can see on the bed. I was like,
first
you
of all,
paid him and he's still going to have you looking crazy.
Wait, was that? I thought that was a preview for next episode.
No, that was this right before Ronnie came up there and was talking to her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I was
that's
like,
right.
He's going to have you looking crazy.
What was his name?
His
gay
name
guy?
Was Julian Lark. And he basically pulled out clothes from her closet because what I noticed.
I was
going to
say, I hope that's not what he pulled. I think that's what he pulled from her attic.
But then at one point he said, I'm going downstairs. And I was like, well, hopefully because the stuff you've already shown us.
Exactly.
Is
he's
that
like,
was from her closet.
He's like, I got this from the attic and clearly it's set up. Let me go downstairs. Maybe there's something down
Wait
there.
Wait a minute. That blue jean vest looks straight from 1998. And those pants, if you go back to the clip, I wanted to do a screenshot of it. The rhinestones were falling off. They were
no,
like
but
missing
you guys,
so many rhinestones.
No, you said something really, really important. Like, this is exactly what it is. This is all hot clothes from the 90s.
Yes.
Like, she was a 90s pop star, so you have to think of it in that sort of sense. That's when her peak was.
Right.
So she was getting all this clothes. She had performance wear. This was all hot in the 90s. I loved anything shiny in the 90s. Are you kidding me? Anything futuristic. And let me just tell you, a tube top, hello, Britney Spears, a pink one, Baby One More Time. Hello, the Oops, I Did It Again tour. Like, I love a tube top. Don't get me wrong.
But
we're in 2018, so, like, a tube top is not going to fly. So
when's
feel
the
like,
last time she went shopping? Why does she feel
I
like...
Well, this is her next big thing. So, clearly, she got a stylist in the middle of the season.
Clearly, she needs to fire him, because even the clothes he was picking out tonight looked horrible.
Well, let's not get ahead, because we do have a fabulous tweet section for you. Well, we're going to bring up some fashions. We have some pictures for you and a fully loaded news and gossip section from Erica. So make sure to tune in. I love the 90s. Yes, Tia.
I love the 90s, too.
Oh, it's so good.
But it was one thing when it's her picking out her own bad clothes. But I think to actually pay someone to pick out bad clothes, that's upsetting.
Let's get into the truth, because this is what happens. If you're not going to actually do anything physical during your dare, like flash someone, like they could have flashed the drivers that were like driving by, they could have done
something fun.
You get into some truth. So Candy is spilling the tea, because this is Candy's like whole thing this
season. Or did someone ask about Dennis.
I know. Nene. And she clearly like set it up with Nene to ask that. Because they were looking. Nene asked, but Candy is the one that fed her the information to ask. You could tell. Because she was looking like, go ahead. I'm the new bone collector and like set up my little station. Bravo showed us a little clip. Portia was a guy 3 months ago at Shamia's birthday party. That was really interesting.
Is she going to get caught up with Dennis? Is Dennis going to get mad and take the Rolex back?
Well,
my question is, when did she stop sleeping with him because she's pregnant? So now who's the baby daddy? That's my question.
Well, she said she's in a strict monogamous relationship. And then the photo came up and she was like, well, not every
3 months.
Blank and blank private parts of men and women is exclusive in Atlanta. So which one is it? Because you kind of flip-flop there, Lil.
Thank you. And if that was 3 months and you're already pregnant, like, I'm so confused right now. You're
it just doesn't add
pregnant
up.
Pregnant within 3 months.
It doesn't add up. Can't you just be like, look, he probably was dating other people, but so was I. But the important thing is, like, now we're obsessed with each other. We're only dating with each other. And, like, it is real. Trust me. We're moving at the speed of light, but we love it. And, like, I'm having this baby now. That's what it is.
And then Candy did mention, if anybody in the comments knows, Sherry with the lips. Who is she? Can we get her on our show?
Sherry with the lips. I was, like, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know there was, like, a lips tattoo. Like, Sherry with the lips tattoo.
People
like,
are saying Candy needs to mind her business. I don't know. I just feel like when you have a friend and they're going at the speed of light, sometimes you need to give them that reality check, like, babe, let's slow it down.
And that's what Candy
bit.
Was kind of trying to say last episode, but she didn't really word it right. And Portia was not trying to hear it either. So it was like, two wrongs don't make a right, honey. Mm-hmm.
Very true, very true. And I loved Nene in the in her one-on-one. Absolutely. With her.
Oh, like, she was like, was I asking a question I knew the answer to? Absolutely.
Right?
I love when Nene gets like this. This is like
she's
the like, Nene we love.
Me too. She's like, is there more tea to be spilled? Absolutely. I love
her. And Marlo is a little peanut gallery for Eva. No character, plain Jane. Like, any chance she gets, she throws that little spear.
Which is so interesting. I'm like, why is she... I don't know.
Because Marlo's trying to shake up feathers. She does this.
Yeah, she knew that Eva was... It was her chance to get in the hot seat. We knew that Eva couldn't keep her story straight, and she knew that it was
going
to go
down. Yeah, now she's like, I'm going to do it every single time. Mm-hmm. And you know what I love the most is that Cynthia's like, since you came for me, I'm going to come for you. Oh, yeah, girl, I saw you had a bachelorette party and didn't invite Nene.
Hello, what happened there?
I don't know, but it doesn't add up.
Miss Big Sis.
The thing that made me think it was even more shady was she was in Miami and they're driving to Florida. She could just met them wherever they were because she was already in Florida.
So
for
crazy.
You to come all the way back to Atlanta to ride 5 hours to get back to where the state you just left seems like you already brought.
I would have been real about it. I mean, like, guys, I just had a bachelorette party. Like,
I'll
keeping it real,
house.
I wanted it to be like 10 people and y'all are castmates. Like, I wanted it to just be my friends.
Right.
Keeping it real.
She just wants
I'll
to be
have
in
a separate
team.
One with my show friends. I don't know. She just is not keeping it real.
She is not. She's
did
running.
I do that?
She's getting caught up in her lies. She didn't want.
And you don't even have to be like a really big bitch about it. You could just be like, girl, come on. You were in a red two top. Of course I said you needed a makeover.
But how can you
like,
invite...
be funny about it. It's all about delivery, right, Erica?
Yes. You can't invite one friend and then not invite the other and think they're not going to find out about it or bring it up. Like, how did she think that she was going to invite Portia and not Nene?
Or my thing, too, with it was just explain what happened. Like, oh, I thought you were busy. Like, she did. But don't stay in the beginning. It was a surprise
that
by inviting people.
Yeah.
Like, then it's not a surprise. You
that,
don't know what a surprise
means. None of that
me.
Made sense, and that made you look stupid. But mm-hmm. also saying, oh, she's got better things. She's busy. That is really lame, too.
I mean, it's absolutely lame, but it's not a lie, which is... It was a surprise when clearly you invited people.
So right, she could have easily threw it off on, I know you're taking care of Greg right now. I knew it was a lot, so I didn't want you to have to
Which
leave.
Which would still be lame.
It would still be lame because what Cynthia said,
crazy.
It takes 10 seconds to send a text.
Right, right.
So people want to be invited just to turn you down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do that all the time. Like, honestly, all you, because it doesn't take any type of effort. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't kill you. People send a text while they're driving. It doesn't take any type of effort for you to text. But coming to the actual event, that is a lot. That's a lot of effort. You have to get gifts and everything. So it's the thought that counts. And if you are the bigger person and you're inviting me to something, it doesn't take any effort on your part. But now you're throwing the ball in my court. So what I do with that situation says a lot about me. So if I don't go, like, for whatever reason, that's my prerogative. But you did your part as a friend. I invited her. It doesn't take any type of effort. Sometimes I invite people knowing that they're not going to come. Why? Because it's the polite thing to do.
Right.
It's
exactly. Polite. Yeah. And especially once she invited Portia, because then that's the problem. I honestly kind of think it might be an age thing, because she's like, oh, she's my big sister. She's speaking at the wedding. Oh. And she has all the young girls going and twerking at the strip club.
Well, this is the thing. I don't think it was that. I think, and I was speaking about this on another show I was working, you have different friends for different things.
Thank you. So, why do people don't see that? And not everybody has to hang out together.
Exactly. So she may not want that group to associate with each other, not because they're older or younger, but they don't mesh well.
It's Nene.
But I know, and
they're bougie. Look at how bougie they are.
But
about
Convo's
the room.
Convo's right about something. Like, sometimes when you do that, though, it makes you look a certain way when the two groups look at each other and go, how come I never met you? Well, I never met you. Like, she keeps us apart. And it's like, no, I'm not keeping you apart. It's just I gel with these people differently than I gel with these people differently. It has nothing to do with keeping the worlds apart. It's just, that's just how I'm rolling. Like, I'm not stopping you guys from being friends. And if you guys become friends, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Right, but once you invite one person, she messed up inviting Portia. If she didn't invite that whole group, then it wouldn't have been that big of
exactly.
a deal. But once Portia was like, well, you invited me a while ago, and I'm like, how tight
that,
is she
now,
and Portia?
Now you messed up.
Now you messed up because you're choosing Portia over Nene.
Now you're telling on yourself.
Thank you. And Nene is supposed to be your big sis, so that's where, I mean, I agree with you guys. Totally different friends. If these your main hoes,
and
you want to go to the club with,
you know,
that's fine.
And it's not even about, like, gelling with. Like, I think it was more like what Convo said, like, so, you have to understand, like, we as humans require different things from different people. Sometimes it's support. Sometimes it's tough love. Sometimes I need a laugh. Sometimes I know I can have fun with this person. We selfishly do that. As much as we don't want to think about it, we're not just going to go over. Like, yeah, I will go over. If Drew, like, wants me to listen to her, well, then I will go and hang out with her. I'm going specifically to listen to Drew. But when we consciously choose to hang out with people, it's because we need something from them at that time.
I must admit, if Drew invited you and then y'all came back and told us about it, she invited the rest of us.
I would feel some kind of way.
Because it's a sub-circle. You can't enter the sub-circle and then not invite everybody in the circle. That's what I mean about two worlds colliding. Because when you jump into other worlds, you need to come in either silently and not make any noise, or come in with gifts. Contribute. Don't come in and then shake everything up. And that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what she did. Like, not even on purpose, obviously, but do not invite someone from the show and then not invite the person that you're like, oh,
my big sis,
she brought me on, so I need to pay loyalty to her by saying she's my big sis, she gives me the best advice, I want you to be at my wedding. All the girls are not going to, like, go for that.
Yeah, because now she just looks fake.
Yeah, because Cynthia's like, bitch, I know her way.
Marlo's putting her on blast. But you know what I think it is? Sometimes, especially with the celebrity life, I feel like a lot of people have the regular, normal people who are a part of their life, and then they have the celebrity circle, and so sometimes they don't want to mesh those two together. Like the ghetto girl from last week, she acted a total like
she was ready to go. She was like, "Can I get a drink? Because my moment is coming. I'm sitting at the head of the table."
Exactly. Drink two bottles of wine, so then you're kind of like, "Oh my god, my friend don't know how to act."
And for the record, I am sure that the ghetto girl's best friend Tiffany, who is in the wedding, was at that bachelorette party in Miami.
Right.
I know she was.
And the husband was not happy. You see how pissed he was that she was getting out of control.
And Eva acted funny that day. She acted like she didn't know that girl. So you
Eva's been acting funny every episode. It's honestly like she spilled something and just like trying to act like she didn't do it. Like, this is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
This is Eva's storyline. It's her going, Did I do that?
Exactly.
Did I do that?
I feel like some of it is for a storyline. Because I was like, now you look like a total idiot. So,
Y'all, this is what we're like. We're like digging for storylines. We need Phaedra and Kenya back.
Yes. I know. The drama.
I mean, even the NYPD are stopping Andy on the side of the street going, Bring Fei Fei back, please.
Yes, okay. Yes, I saw that
bring
video.
Bring Fei Fei back.
And Kenya, but because
if you're going to bring the shade, Eva, bring it. Because I know when Phaedra was ready to read, she read, honey, tea. Okay?
I know. And Eva,
we don't do no halfway reading around exactly. here.
Phaedra does the best reads.
Yes. And then Eva's trying to be all cute. This isn't Costco. I was like, nope, that's a fail. That wasn't that funny.
It wasn't.
It was like.
And I honestly didn't even like giggle.
I know. I was like.
And I always give credits when it's due. Like, even if I don't like the cast member, I'm like.
That was funny, right.
She had me cracking up. Like, everyone knows I'm not crazy about Shannon on the OC, but I will give it to her. When she's funny, I'm like, she made me laugh. This is why people love her, like, dying. But no. Sorry, Eva. You were not bringing it. Yeah, I called you Steve Urkel on the internet, too.
You need a writer, babe, because your reads are not coming in funny today.
And, we have a lot to talk about. Those next episode should be really interesting. The battle of the singers. Mm. The battle of the models. The runway. Maybe it will get juicy. Maybe it will get juicy.
He stole my talent. I can't wait for that one.
And one more thing about Marlo. I just knew, like I said this when they were picking people's names and stuff. As soon as she had Tanya.
That was so rude.
I was like, she's putting her in the bunk bed. I know she did. She did. I was like, yes.
She is the newbie and she deserves it.
I was dying.
I don't know.
So she said it with such disdain, like you're going in the bunk.
Exactly. And we brought this in the news last week, but I think Marlo and Tanya, because she even had on a sweater that had the big old Fendi F's on it. I was like, they're so into, I think they're going to clash
I didn't like, okay, well, Eva did throw some shade at the girl that you're saying is like the ghetto girl. About her like yellow top.
Oh my gosh, that wasn't that funny.
Yellow
it wasn't like, you know, like when someone is throwing shade and everyone's laughing because it's kind of true, and then someone throws like a dig and everyone's like, oh, that wasn't funny. That was just like mean.
That was like a banana condom.
It wasn't even like funny. It was just like, oh, that was mean. Right. Like talking about a yellow condom banana flavored, like. You are really throwing her to the ground.
She's a mean girl. I've noticed it. Have y'all not noticed that?
Well, she's from the model world. So I kind of get like where people would see like she's going to fit in good. She's all about the shade. But this is just proving you can't just throw any type of sassy girl into the mix. Like, and especially when they're trying to act like they're really authentically in this group. Like, girl, you stick out like a sore thumb.
Her sassiness.
Nene and Cynthia, that's like a real friendship right there. That they have been through stuff. Nene and Marlo, as messed up and dysfunctional as their relationship is, there is a bond there because Marlo and Nene have been through stuff too and they can still walk forward. As much as I don't think it's like a fabulous relationship, it is a real relationship. So we have been seeing these women forever. We know it's real. It's the Real Housewives. Yeah. So girl, just come in and be like, I'm just getting to know everybody. I know Nene from the entertainment world and she is like my new big sis introducing me to the girls. And I just hope like we could all get to know each other and like have a great season. But instead, she's coming in trying
she's coming
to act like...
Cynthia.
Well, the thing is, when you're going to come in acting like you're someone's best friend, like the other best friends that are the real best friends are going to be like, what?
Right.
Especially if you're coming for Cynthia. She's always coming for Cynthia's modeling and that she's older. And
her big booty.
All that stuff.
Paying for the dates and stuff. All I know is I've never seen Cynthia so freaking happy. It is totally corny, but I'm all about it. And I think we're just like corny because we're like, oh god,
why can't he go on
y'all
anything?
Make me sick. I remember when I was like that.
I'm mad he can't go on any trips. He never is there. He's always on FaceTime. Where is her boyfriend?
He lives in Los Angeles.
He lives in LA. He's working on a show.
Right. He's working.
And when you work on a show, you're just like there for 12 hours.
Well, Cynthia needs to move to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills then. Shoot.
You know what? She might fit in better there. And now Brandy's coming back.
Exactly. It wouldn't hurt for them to get some more.
We're shaking up everything around here. Let's get into some news and gossip.
All right, you guys. So we had all this talk about Kenya and Phaedra. So what we have is Kenya showed more pictures of her little baby girl. And so Candy and Cynthia went to visit. And so these are just pictures of Candy and Ace.
Why are people still talking about Kenya and like her pregnancy, like fake stuff? Like the baby is here, y'all.
I know.
There's a baby. And so she's cute. Really pretty.
Yeah, she's so
adorable.
Pretty.
And so, so even though she's not on the Housewives did go and visit her, which was adorable.
Oh, Candy. Aww. Little baby Daily.
Yes.
Cynthia.
So, yeah. And then I think Noelle. Yeah, Noelle went as well.
Oh, we love seeing Noelle on the show. We saw her last episode.
We love some Noelle. So, yeah. So, congrats, Kenya. We miss you. We miss you, girl. Because it would have been fun to see Kenya with her dogs and a baby. Like, I just sometimes know that would have been hysterical.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Well, exactly. Speaking of some of the cast members who have been X'd off the show, Phaedra has made an appearance with the ladies and on Instagram. So Nene puts up a post and she said, "We got a lot of ladies in the building." And guess who she pans over to? The one and only Phaedra. And everybody else is there as well. Yeah, so we don't know what's going on.
She tweeted like some, or on the Instagram post, she put like hashtag bring Feifei back.
Mm-hmm. I think that people are listening, like Andy, to the audience who want Phaedra.
Well, you know what?
Kenya
this
back.
Always happens. When one door closes, the other one opens. And when one cast member leaves, there's always room for another one. So now that Kenya's gone, maybe Phaedra will come back. Lisa Vanderpump is leaving Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about bringing Brandi Glanville back.
Yeah, because once the numbers go down, they got to go back up.
Exactly. And no one is, like, irreplaceable. Like, it's not gold, okay? There's nothing sparkly flying out of your ass. Like, y'all need to do your job as housewives. Yes. Own it.
Yes.
Own the shade. Keep it real. It's the Real Housewives. We're going to find out eventually, so you might as well just lay it out all on the table so you're not looking like you're backing up.
Cray.
Let's get into our Twitter sphere. We have a lot of tweets. Yes, yes. Lots of tweets. Make sure to tweet us if you want to be featured in our Twitter sphere segment. We read the best tweets about the episode while it was streaming so we could talk about it on the show. And the first person that we're shouting out, she didn't tweet us, but I just thought it was a fabulous tweet because it just made so much sense. So if you actually want to tweet us so we'll feature it, make sure to tweet me at Hollywood Leon or AfterBuzz. And they'll forward it to me. This one is by Ivy Mysterious. And she says, "I wouldn't invite them either. They are castmates, not friends. Hashtag R-H-O-A.
Yes. But we're always saying big sis. That's where I'm confused.
And we're filming a show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And why did you invite Portia? I'm just asking.
And do you want to keep your spot or not? Because you're not that good. You're not that, you know, drama filled. I don't know.
Well, she has to at least find one friend or she's gone.
Basically.
Yes. And then we have another one. And this is by Duke of Shade, who is my Twitter friend, who I really like.
I'm gonna have to follow him. I love that name.
Shamari without a stylist on the left versus Shamari with a stylist on the left. If you can't see because you're listening to us, it's a picture of Shamari, a comparison photo. On the left is when she's wearing that like red kind of tube top. She loves these tube top looking things with the little short hair that she's pulled up, to the confessional that we're currently seeing with her with the long black hair, looking a little bit more chic, a little bit more clean, a little bit more sophisticated. There is a dramatic difference there. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It is. She looks beautiful either way. However,
Looks better on the right.
Yeah, no, she looks better. She looks beautiful regardless. So I'm glad she's getting her style together. I don't know if her stylist was just kind of like taking that stuff out of her closet to throw it away, because she definitely looks good here. So maybe he know what he's doing.
He was not a real stylist, and she doesn't have a stylist. He was just a friend who came over. He claiming to be a stylist. Like, this is her first season. Like,
okay, and
she doesn't
praying,
have a stylist.
We're not trying to ruin his business in Atlanta, but dude, you need to go back to school.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Now she has a stylist now, clearly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's the same guy.
I guess.
I don't know. We're praying for that.
We're going to pray for you.
Yes, her makeup looks beat, though. Her makeup on the right looks amazing. Her hair looks really good. And I'm not loving that dress, but it just looks more, you know, more conservative.
So
it looks better. It does look more
having
current.
A stylist is definitely a necessity when you want to be on TV, obviously.
Yes,
and especially
when you
have 90s taste in outfits. I'm just going to say that.
And let's move on to the next tweet that we're featuring, which is a tweet by me that I tweeted in our very own OK Drew J. tweeted back. So I tweeted, "Eva is horrible at phone sex," with the crying laughing emoji, to which OK Drew replied, "I'll give her a few pointers."
Okay, can you give some pointers, Erica and Leanne? Let's go.
I'm not really a phone sex person, but
you know what?
I'm great at real sex. Okay.
All I have to say about the phone thing is, you know, you just got to put everything into it, just like everything you do in life.
Very true.
The results, what I think.
The results will always be different.
But maybe
if you really
she was
put,
just embarrassed in front of all the people. Like, we don't really know. So I think if
I guess.
I'd give her, who knows?
I just feel like since they're on camera, they're in a way, like, sort of acting. Like, you've came
right
to the point in your life where you're comfortable with cameras, and that's what acting is like. Not even acting. It's like just being so normal on camera and being very, very natural. So I feel like, what are you embarrassed about? The fact that there's cameras, the fact that it's going to be on TV, the fact that the girls.
Thank you. That embarrassed truth.
Yeah. Right. You could have just, I don't know, you could have had a little more fun.
I feel like.
I would have just called him in like, baby,
It's all about the voice.
Like a little,
all about the voice. You don't have to say something dirty. You can just put that.
Did you notice how I like put on a voice immediately? Yeah. That is maybe like a rule.
Heavy breathing, talking really slow.
Yeah, I don't do any of that. So
that's how you do it, y'all.
Erica just takes off her clothes.
Exactly.
Oh, she wants the FaceTime sex. That's how you do it.
Well, next episode looks like it's going to be really, really good. Who are we voting MVP of the episode, actually?
I think
Mama Gina. How's the prenup five times?
Okay, she's like, I am.
No, now back to the prenup. Now back to the prenup.
I don't know.
I think it's Portia because she actually did the work. She, you know how you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to come in and work. She actually did it.
Yeah, I don't think she did it. But
I think I want to give it to Shamari for actually sucking on Eva's fingers.
Mm. No, Eva sucked on Shamari's fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. And then Shamari was like, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, and it didn't look that great, but once they slowed it down, I was like, oh, look at Eva.
I know, like, when they did it fast, it was all right. But
I was like,
then,
maybe she did date Missy Elliott.
I know, she like. Hand sanitizer.
I know. Well, that's good. At least it was clean.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to suck anyone's fingers, though.
I don't really.
Okay,
I'm not
agree with you with Eva. That's
well, actually, I'm not going to say that.
Although Candy did.
There's a time and place for everything.
When it came to talking dirty.
Oh, my God.
Candy.
Oh, that's who Candy.
MVP, MVP.
MVP. MVP Candy.
Yes,
play MVP the song. Yes, Candy, we are voting you MVP because you like to get your booty licked.
And you are not scared to say it. And you're not scared to talk about it.
Talk that salad, baby.
Someone in the chat put VIP Portia. Not VIP. MVP. Not VIP. VIP means very important person. We're talking about MVP, most valuable player or person.
Of the episode.
Or Portia. No, I'm just kidding.
Candy
is
definitely the one you go to when you need that sex advice.
Yeah, I mean, she owns her own little line and
I was
everything.
About to say, if you want to get all that money for them candy-coated night, because that stuff is expensive.
I was like, I know Candy better.
It is expensive.
Her toys are very pricey because I've looked at their price.
They're really expensive because you can sync them to
music.
And
oh,
like,
I know. Yeah.
So you're vibrating and vibrates to the beat?
Yes.
Girl, where
yes,
have you
girl.
Been? Where yes. have you been?
I've been celibate.
Did you?
That's why you should know these things.
Oh, my God. You need to go back and watch like the Bedroom Candy release party episode because it is out of control.
Or just go to the store because they're there, but they're.
Actually, Candy, can you send us some, please?
Yes.
We talk about it enough.
Yes.
Send us some.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'll do a full report on it.
Ooh, I need some. Candy, help us out, girl.
Exactly, because it's too much. I've been sending aside money for
I've been single too long.
My account, and they're pricey. This is a couple hundred dollars.
Well, you guys, we are going to be gone for 2 weeks because we are going to be celebrating our holidays. Oh, yeah. We will do a prediction, but I just want to get in before I forget that we will be gone for two weeks and we will be back. We're not sure if we're going to catch up all three episodes in one or we might come in on a different day. You will get a notification on your phone. We will tweet about it, obviously.
So but make sure you subscribe so you'll get that notification.
But we will be gone for a couple weeks, so just make sure to keep that in mind. Let's predict what we're going to talk about the next episode.
And now, you're after
I'm hungry.
TV.
Okay, so I think Marlo and Eva might actually fight. Like, I feel like Marlo is not, because Marlo don't play. She's been in prison too many times. So I feel like they might actually have a physical altercation.
Eva is scared of Marlo.
Please. I think so.
I think Marlo's going to snatch that wig. That's
I don't think they're going to fight because as soon as Eva's called out, she shuts down. She never owns it. So she's, even if Marlo comes at her and says, B-I-T-C-H something, something, something. Eva's going to be like, hold on, what's going on here?
Oh, I know. And don't come after my mama.
That's true. But I think Eva's getting tired of getting punked. So we'll see.
She
and y'all in the chat are still talking about VIP. It's not VIP.
MVP.
MVP, you guys.
Like Kobe Bryant. Like most.
I know it's a sports reference, and you would think, but hello, I don't know. I'm just going with it.
My prediction is, of course, Shamari is going to get her style together. We saw from the photo that it looks like it's happening. Also, I think that it's just going to be continuous drama between Marlo and Eva, but never a fight. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I think that instead of Marlo and Eva kind of going at it, I think that Marlo is going to upset Shamari. I don't think going after people's mamas is crazy. And we had her mama on the show, so I feel like she's really going to defend her. Oh, actually, no. We didn't see Shamari's mom. It was Ronnie's mom that we saw.
Right.
But still, I feel like mamas are really sensitive. We see what happens every time you talk about Candy's mom. She'll tell you right there, don't talk about my mama. Mm.
Right. Shamari's kind of petite, so I don't know if she's going to raise up on Marlo, but she might have something to say.
Well, hopefully Marlo doesn't get really into the drinks, because she's the one that can get a little
They better have security.
Sometimes.
Exactly. Security. Remember when she was following Portia around? Around the Halloween party all night.
It started with the fan. She was like, give me that fan.
Yeah. And in Spain. Yeah. And she was kind of crazy.
And then she was like, I blame it on the alcohol. Right. Blame it on the alcohol.
Oh, my God. We have someone in the live chat who's trying to be funny. King Lagerfeld. My STD goes to Marlo. Ha, ha, ha.
You're so mean, but
all
so
right,
funny.
Guys, that is our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to join us in about 2 weeks. We're going to be back for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. We're going to be keeping it real for you guys. But we always thank you for tuning in and making Sunday your favorite day of the week, like Convo says.
Guys.
Make sure to catch us on all social media platforms. You can follow me at Hollywood Leanne on all the things, like Drew says. And yeah, make sure to catch me on everything. My blog, HollywoodLeanne.com, is very exciting right now. All the details about my HBO appearance, make sure to check it out. Love you guys.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy holidays. And all I want for Christmas is for you to tweet me or Instagram me. My Instagram is Conversation Piece, or tweet me at MISS Combo Piece. See you in 2 weeks.
What's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Again, you can find me on Ray Donovan if you so choose to watch that. But yeah, tweet me, Instagram me, DM a system, whatever.
Okay.
Nice to hear from you guys. Have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.